Hole in the Wall by Ian McNess.
You know, it's just a hole. Absence of anything. The actual hole doesn't exist. It's what's around it that makes it. Broken brick, bits of plaster, smashed photo frame. I didn't feel anything when my hand went through it. Okay, it probably wasn't the best move ever. But then again, I bet Jackie Chan couldn't have done better than that. All right through. You ever get the urge to do something? Throw yourself at the wall and keep punching. Okay, didn't help they were playing Non-Stop Robbie again next door. Didn't help that my girlfriend turned out to be a two-timing. And the fact that my job, which is the only thing I give a fig about anymore, is going in favour of cheap labour abroad. How much cheaper can it be overseas? This is Salford. We're living off St. Gyro's Day. So I can't get a job because all the industry around here has been shipped out to China. And I don't have the IT skills. And I have no desire to sit staring at a computer and get a repetitive strain injury and dodgy eyesight for the rest of my life. I want to work. But what am I supposed to do if there's nothing left? I tell you, roll over and die. Not bother anybody. So this hole, I call it the serving hatch. Me little boy came round the other week and we just sort of made the name up. Didn't let him scramble through it or anything, just pass things over. Tried convincing his mum that I was knocking through to have one room downstairs, but she knows me too well. Guess what? Not seen Toby since then. Like I'd ever hurt him. Wouldn't even touch that mother of his. Wish I never had, actually. I've got this problem, I love women. I can't get enough of them. Problem is, they get enough of me quite easily. In her case, she got a bit too much of me and ended up with Toby. And yeah, I'm like everybody else round here, but I'm actually proud of Toby. He calms me down. I like having him here. And when she takes him away, I just want to make holes. But this is certainly my best. I made a hole in the wall. My own personal hole in the wall. Doesn't give out tenors. Gives out wisdom. Listen. You can't hear it, can you? It talks to me and tells me it's going to be okay. And when I'm really low and I reach for my phone to text booty call to Toby's mum, it stops me. There's almost a smile on its face. I've been making that hole bigger. That is my Salford regeneration. And I'm making this place better for me. For Toby. And the more I kick out and hit that wall, the more it gets bigger. And the more I feel better for it. Because I realise something. I could fill that hole with more brick and plaster. But what's the point? Things just go back to the way they were. And nobody wants that. But I'm making that hole on my terms. It's my hole. I am the hole maker. I pour all my rage and anger into that hole. And it goes away. And as it gets bigger, it takes more with it. One day there'll be no hole though. There'll just be a large room. And I'll cross from one side to the other in peace. Toby can have all that space to play in. And I can sit and watch him. And I hope that when he grows up, he doesn't have to be like me. He can have a better future. But I wonder, because I look around and all I see is barriers, barricades, borders. All I can see is a gap between the rich and the poor getting bigger. And the fences getting higher. And I think he's going to have his own battles to fight. His own walls to tear down.
Hole in the Wall was performed by Steve Harrison. The piece was written by Ian McNess and directed by Kate Ambrose.